why it is not true, why it is a simplistic concept that life, actual life, is so complex that chance processes, even over billions of years, cannot explain its origin. And at the heart of all life is sexual reproduction. And yet, it is unexplainable by evolution. If sexual reproduction in plants, animals, and humans is the result of evolutionary sequences, then an unbelievable series of chance events must have occurred at each stage. First, the amazingly complex, radically different, yet complementary reproductive systems of the male and female, notice, must have completely and independently evolved at each stage at about the same time and place. We've been spending a lot of time talking about how it's just completely unbelievable that it could happen once. Now we're asking that it happens twice, at the same time, at the same place, completely separate and yet complementary. Just a slight incompleteness in only one of the two would make both reproductive systems useless and the organism would become extinct. It has to be perfectly matched in this evolutionary chain. Secondly, the physical, chemical, and emotional systems of the male and female would also need to be compatible. In humans and in all mammals, a mother's immune system, contrary to its normal function, must learn not to attack her unborn baby, half of whom is a foreign body from the father. If these immune systems functioned properly, mammals, including each of us, would not exist. So something has to happen within the mother that says, do not reject this foreign body. The mysterious lack of rejection of the fetus has puzzled generations of reproductive immunologists, and no comprehensive explanation has yet emerged. They've done a lot of study recently about the immune systems, the whole AIDS, the immune, what is it? AIDS. Autoimmune deficiency. And they don't have a clue. Why? what turns off the mother's defense system when the baby's coming? C, the millions of complex products of a male reproductive system, pollen to sperm, must have an affinity for and a mechanical, chemical, and electrical compatibility with the eggs of the female reproductive system. It just has to be completely compatible. D, the many intricate processes occurring at the molecular level inside the fertilized egg would have to work with fantastic precision, processes that scientists can describe only in a general sense. For example, how could meiosis evolve? Meiosis is a special type of cell division necessary for sexual reproduction. The process by which the number of chromosomes in a cell nucleus is halved during the formation of germ cells, eggs and sperm. So, you know, extremely complicated, intricate process, has to be delicately balanced, and then to say it evolves little bit by little bit. E, the environment of this fertilized egg from conception through adulthood and until it also reproduced with another sexually compatible adult who also accidentally evolved would have to be tightly controlled. And then this remarkable string of accidents must have been repeated for millions of species. Not just humans, but millions of species. Either this series of incredible and complementary events happened by random evolutionary processes, or sexual reproduction was designed by intelligence. Furthermore, if sexual reproduction evolved even once, the steps by which an embryo becomes either a male or female should be similar for all animals. Actually, these steps vary among animals. Quote, but the sex determination genes in the fruit fly and in the nematode are completely unrelated to each other, let alone to those in mammals. So the things that trigger male and female in these animals, nothing's uniform about that. Evolution theory predicts nature would select asexual rather than sexual reproduction. Quote, the evolution of sex is one of the major unsolved problems of biology. Even those with enough hubris, that's moxie, that's prideful boasting, to publish on the topic, often freely admit that they have little idea how sex originated or is maintained. It is enough to give heart to creationists, Michael Rose, an evolutionist, says. But if asexual reproduction, splitting an organism into two identical organisms, evolved before sexual reproduction, how did complex sexual diversity arise or survive? If life evolved, why would any form of life live long beyond its reproductive age when beneficial changes cannot be passed on? All the energy expended, supposedly over millions of years, to allow organisms to live beyond reproductive age would be a waste. In other words, why haven't all organisms evolved reproductive systems that last a lifetime? That would be the true, you know, survival of the fittest type of thing. Finally, to produce the first life form would be one miracle. But for natural processes to produce life that could reproduce itself would be a miracle on top of a miracle. Quote, in the discipline of developmental biology, creationist and mechanist concur, except on just one point. A work of art, a machine or a body which can reproduce itself cannot first make itself. They have to agree with that. And yet, they don't care. Comments or questions?